In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Trump announced a ban on travel from Europe, and the White House and congressional leaders are hammering out the details of a package to help limit the economic effects of COVID-19.
To ensure that working Americans impacted by the virus can stay home without fear of financial hardship, I will soon be taking emergency action, which is unprecedented, to provide financial relief. This will be targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus. I will be asking Congress to take legislative action to extend this relief.
Democrats have proposed requiring companies to give workers affected by the virus paid sick time. People without that paid time struggle to take off work when they're feeling sick. Several companies are already changing their policies. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Walmart announced this week it would start offering paid sick leave to employees diagnosed with COVID-19. And Darden Restaurants, parent company of Olive Garden, sped up its plan to give workers paid sick leave.
And so at moments like this, whether it's coronavirus or at one time in the past H1N1 or flu epidemics, we know that people pay closer attention when these issues are impacting their daily lives.
Sarah Fleisch-Fink is with the National Partnership for Women and Families, which advocates for paid sick leave, which she specifies is different from a block of paid time off workers can use for any reason.
So somebody could have access to vacation time or PTO or annual leave, but often that time needs to be requested in advance. Workers can be penalized for using the time through absence control policies.
But even companies that want to offer paid sick leave may worry about how much it will cost. Nicholas Zibart at Cornell University has been studying just that.
We find that newly covered employees take on average 2 days a year. And we also find that labor costs do increase, but the increase is relatively modest. It's like 21 cents per hour worked.
Big companies like Darden or Walmart can manage that, but it can be harder for small businesses with fewer employees to fill in missing shifts. That said, closing down because of an infection can cost a lot more. Holly Wade is director of research at the National Federation of Independent Business. She says in this tight labor market, paid sick leave can be an attractive recruiting tool.
They're looking to fill open positions, and they also don't want to lose productivity in having a sick employee in their establishment.
And more businesses are choosing to give their employees paid sick time, especially as COVID-19 infections spread. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.